Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Mocco, a retailer in Wisconsin and Western Florida. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm doing well. It's good to talk to you. I saw a picture of you on Facebook the other day, and it looked like you'd figured out the system at Summerfest up in Milwaukee. I guess if you're driving a Harley, they let you park for free. Is that right?
They do. Not just for free, right next to the front door. It's quite an event. We passed up all the cars waiting in line for, you know, miles. And they just kept waving all the motorcycles through, and right up to the front door you park and park for free. It was a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, tell us real quickly how business is doing.
Retail is very strong. We're in a little bit of a slow period in retail in Florida, of course. The season down there is in the winter, but it's still staying strong. New construction has picked up down in Florida. And in Wisconsin, our retail business is up pretty much across the board in all cities.
Interestingly enough, I was talking to you earlier, and you were talking to me about this new display that's gone up in all roughly, 2,000 stores at Home Depot. It's called the Life Proof display. It's a carpet display. And it just so happened you went in there to buy some blinds, and they were given, I guess, a little presentation to their employees about it. Tell us a little bit about what you heard.
Sure. Well, first off, we look and try to open our stores next to the Home Depots. It's been great for us. And our store is right next door to Home Depot in Green Bay. And yeah, I went in there to order some blinds for my house. They didn't really know who I was, of course. But there was a regional VP there who was conducting a training seminar, and their blinds happened to be in the carpet department. So it took me quite a long time to get my blinds ordered, probably longer than it should, but I was able to hear the entire process. And that's the first that I'd heard of this new display system or vehicle. They touted it as the biggest rollout of floor covering ever, bigger than Stainmaster. And I thought, that's got my interest. And so I was keenly listening to what they were saying. But the discussion was it was going to be a lifetime warranty type material. It would not be Stainmaster. So, of course, I was subsequently found out what it was. And it would be exclusive at the Home Depot. And, of course, they would be marketing it a lot.
All right. So you found out later what it was. Tell me what it is.
Well, the indication was it was a Mohawk's Smart Strand or Serona, I'm not sure which, on the poly side, and then a nylon version from Engineered Floors. The key there was the brand was going to be developed and made by the Home Depot. They were going to make up their new brand name and then market it as a new brand name. But those are the products that I had heard.
Well, you told me about that earlier, and since we hung up 2 hours ago, I've spent nothing but look into this. I ran out to Home Depot and took a look at it. There's 50 SKUs. It's evenly split with Tri-Extra. That's how they identify the poly products, Tri-Extra, 100% Tri-Extra. And the other side says solution dyed nylon, doesn't say 6 or 6'6". And it runs the gambit from weight. It goes from 30 ounces to 60 ounces. And from retail price point, it goes from $22 to $45. And it's brand new. And you were telling me that they're going to spend tons of money introducing this in the fall. Sounds to me like they've been wringing their hands. We did a story in the November issue of Floor Focus where we talked about how carpet had done better at Lowe's last year than it had at Home Depot. Some people had interjected that was because of Pet Protect, which was a Stainmaster Pet Protect. And it sounds to me like the guys in Atlanta at Home Depot have put together a killer kit for Pet Protect, doesn't it?
That's what I've heard. They're going right after that market for sure. The indication from this regional was that Martha Stewart was out. All of the Martha Stewart displays were going to be pulled out of the Home Depot and replaced with these new stain-proof type materials. He was touting the fact that the material was going to be stain-proof, you know, impossible to stain, on and on and on. They were going to spend a lot of money come this fall and make this rollout bigger than the Stainmaster rollout that we had seen some 20-odd years ago. And that in itself, of course, we know about the Home Depot is they are very, very good at marketing. They're good at it. No denying that. But they added some other things into this presentation that I thought was quite interesting, and that's something that we really knew. First off, the plan is in the Home Depot stores to have 75% of the time the carpet department to be staffed with a trained person, which I thought was interesting. Don't know how much training that is, but conversely, 25% of the time the carpet department was staffed with, I think the term they used was a floater, basically an untrained person who could stand there and nod their head and you know, point people in the right direction. Well, I thought that was interesting, very telling. You know, unfortunately, you know, for that poor consumer that gets the 25%, you know, does she know that she's got the 25%? How do you know you get the trained person or the floater? And would that individual be trained on these new products. How would they be trained? Which is exactly what we found with the home centers, and that's how we generally win. Our people are just simply better. They understand the products better. They are trained better. They're not working in the wood department tomorrow, the plumbing department the next day, and the carpet department, you know, today. It's specialized floor covering individuals, and they understand everything about the product. So from that standpoint, although the Home Depot can market very good, they don't sell as good. And one of the other things that he added was their goal is to sell, his word, a measure to every consumer that comes in. That was the number one goal, to sell that $35 measure to every consumer. Basically, he said, statistically, the Home Depot will close 85% of the people that plunk down the $35 to measure. Mm-hmm. Of course, their comment was, if she's going to spend $35, she doesn't want to lose that $35, and subsequently, she's going to buy. And their goal now is, how do they get that other 15? What happened to them? So, of course, we immediately, and we actually been doing this for a while, have trained our staff to say to the consumer, wow, you paid to have somebody come out to your house to measure? You know, that's shocking. Yeah. Matter of fact, we go one step further during our promotions. We actually pay the consumer. Mm-hmm. If they let us come, we actually pay them. We'll give them a discount, $50 or $100 off the purchase of their price, just for letting us come out. We subsequently then said to our staff, if the consumer is shopping, and even if she's not, if they mention to the consumer or ask the consumer if they paid to have an estimate done, we're of course mortified. We would never do that. And we gladly will give her the $35. So if the consumer purchased from us, we just say, look, if that's the case, we'll give you your money back. You should never have to pay. So I thought it was interesting. Their plan was to have this product, which was going to be a PepProtect type material or like it. They didn't use the brand name, of course. They're going to have their own.
Yeah.
And market it, spend oodles and oodles of money, which they're very good at,
Yep. Drawing
those consumers into stores to get staff that 3/4 of the time they'll have a trained person, and 1/4 of the time they're going to get someone with absolutely no training. You know, that seemed to be the MO of the home centers. So for us, a professional installed stores, you know, our challenge is we need to continue to keep our people trained better. So when the consumer does shop there, and some buy there, but the ones that do shop around, we need to just simply be better. And that's how we win.
Actually, you said something a minute ago. I need to correct you, Jeff. You said that Home Depot was a great marketer. You know, they know how to give away installation. If you call that marketing, I guess we'll give them that.
Well, you know, and your point is valid, Kemp. I understand what you're saying. But in the eyes of the consumer, the perception is that is an inexpensive place to buy material. I think it's an ill-advised and not very accurate statement because, again, on like a grocery store, the home centers are very good. They advertise the loss leader. They're going to sell you a gallon of milk for 99 cents, and you know darn well they're losing money on it.
Right.
However, you get in the store, and it's the rest of the stuff that you're purchasing that they are making money on. So that's, I guess, what I meant. In the eyes of the consumer, they have this perception that there is a inexpensive place to buy material, not necessarily a good value, but that it's a cheap price. And we buck heads with them day to day on a pricing situation and kick them in the hinder on a regular level on their special order materials and things that they don't stock. They're aggressive on stock items, just like we are. Anybody is. But if it comes to a non-stock position, they're not that competitive. And you know, we're happy to go toe-to-toe with them every day.
Well, so for the independent retailers that are out there listening, let me just say, brace yourself. They do $4.2 billion in flooring sales. And if they decide they want to spend 2% to promote this new life-proof carpet, they're going to get a lot of people thinking about carpet, aren't they?
Absolutely, and that is nothing but good for us. Keep that in mind. I'm glad that they're going to spend a pile of money. The more they spend, the more they get consumers shopping. And again, there are a certain amount of consumers that this is a necessary nuisance. They run in because they heard it, and they buy it, and they don't even want to think about it again, and away they go. Mm-hmm. However, that's not the norm now. Consumers are very well educated. They understand what products are, and they don't just run in and buy it from the first store they see. They want to understand a little bit more, and that's where we win. That's when the consumer is out there shopping. She might have heard of this new product at the depot, but she's going to want to come and see what we've got, or the other independent retailers. And that's when the independent retailer can say, yes, we understand what that is. Sure, we have something quite similar, and we all do. The product they have is not unique. The styles or the brands might, but those fibers are available to anybody. They're not unique to the home centers. We can all get them. It won't be called the same thing. It might have a different face weight. It probably has different colors and whatnot. But that's how you're going to win. So when the consumer comes in and says, hey, tell me about this life proof, we just need to be prepared and say, aha, yes, we know exactly what that is. Here it is.
Jeff,
don't call it that. We added something different.
All right, Jeff, great to talk to you. I understand you're running down to Florida tomorrow, so I hope you have a safe trip. Again, been talking to Jeff Mocco, who's the owner of Mocco Floors, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.